You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
This episode is brought to you by Light Life Tempeh. Plant-based foods made with simple ingredients for a full life. Light Life's tempeh is organic with 18 grams of protein and is a superfood you need to bring to the table tonight. Coming in 5 different varieties, including original, smoky, buffalo, flax and 3-grain, you can enjoy it any way you like for a clean, simple and delicious meal. You can find Light Life tempeh at your local grocery in the refrigerated section near produce, where plant-based proteins are sold. Learn more at lightlife.com. Hi, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Amy Chaplin, cookbook author and Food 52 resident, coming to you from my kitchen in New York. Today we're going to make something I love, maple mustard tempeh with black rice. I make it for work from home lunches often, as well as satisfying weeknight dinners, and it even travels well too. The recipe is linked in the show notes if you need to refer to it, but otherwise we'll be gathering ingredients, marinating, glazing, all of it right here together. Feel free to pause or jump back if you need a little more time. I dreamt up this maple mustard marinade to highlight the uniquely savory and nutty flavor of tempeh. When I worked as a chef in vegan and vegetarian restaurants, I had to come up with tempeh dishes on a weekly basis. And the combination of something sweet and something assertive with a bit of heat, like maple and mustard, was really a winning combination when it came to infusing tempeh with the kind of assertive marinade that I feel like it really benefits from. When I wrote my second book, I even dedicated a whole chapter to tempeh because I feel like people don't always know the best way to marinate, to bake it, to serve it. So I gave, you know, a whole lot of recipes on the topic of tempeh because I absolutely love the ingredient. Tempeh keeps well in the fridge or freezer. It's a fermented food, which makes it easier to digest. My toddler loves it, so that's a huge win. I can easily cook it up quickly when I need a healthy snack or as part of a meal for him. It's so versatile. It adapts to a variety of flavors and cooking styles. It's high in protein, and it's also a traditional food, so it's been used for hundreds of years. So to me, that means it's really stood the test of time, and it's a healthy whole food ingredient to use daily and weekly in your whole food meal planning. For this recipe, you'll need 1 8-ounce package of Light Life original tempeh. You could also use 3-grain or flax, 1/2 cup of filtered water, 3 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 3 tablespoons pure maple syrup, 2 tablespoons raw apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon tamari or shoyu, you can also use regular soy sauce, 1/2 teaspoon crushed garlic or more if you want a more pronounced garlic flavor. You'll also need a whisk to whisk the marinade, and you can do it in a bowl, or I like to use a 2-cup liquid measure because I can whisk it all right in there and then pour it over the tempeh. You'll also need a baking dish, and the perfect size is 8 by 11 inches, but anything around that size will do. You just want to fit the tempeh in a single layer, and you don't want too much room and you don't want it to be too snug. You want the marinade to be able to pour easily over the tempeh, and it can move a little bit in it. So the first thing we're going to do is whisk all our marinade ingredients together. I've got 1/2 cup of filtered water in a 2-cup liquid measure, and I'm just going to add everything else to it. So the first thing is the Dijon mustard. I'm just using a spatula to get every last bit because I really love the mustard flavor. If you don't have Dijon mustard, you could use a seeded mustard, or a combination is nice. And then you have some seeds with it, which, you know, adds a little bit of extra crunch as well. We're going to add 3 tablespoons of maple syrup. And as I mentioned before, you could use honey if you wanted, or date syrup, although the flavor won't be as sweet with the date, and probably extra sweet with honey, depending on the kind you use. But you'd want a mild honey. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. I can't think of a better vinegar, honestly. It's so versatile, and I don't want to really have an assertive vinegar flavor like balsamic or something. You could probably use red wine would be okay, or just a white vinegar or champagne vinegar. Olive oil. I have used sesame oil in this. I've used toasted sesame oil. I've used melted coconut oil. You can decide what you want. The olive oil is just, to me, a lovely fruity flavor that goes with everything. And then I'm adding my tamari and garlic. And I'm gonna do 1/2 teaspoon crushed. You can crush it with a crusher, but I also like using a microplane zester. And if you are gonna make the tahini drizzle, which I recommend because it's great on everything, not just this dish, you can do it at the same time. It's one large-ish clove of garlic will give you 1/2 teaspoon here and enough for the tahini drizzle too. So I really recommend that. Now I'm going to whisk it all together. And it comes together very easily. It's just like a really nice, sort of like a salad dressing consistency, really. It's like absolutely zero effort. You could even do this in a large jar and shake it if you don't have a good whisk, or use a fork. Okay, so we're going to preheat our oven to 350 degrees, and I'm going to show you how I like to cut the tempeh. So we've got our 8-ounce package of Light Life Original. I'm going to cut it in half. I've put the tempeh horizontal on my board. So then I'm going to cut it in half. Then I'm going to cut each half in half. So I've got 4 even rectangles. This just makes it a lot easier to cut it in half horizontally if you don't have like a large piece, because then it could crumble. It's just totally not a big deal if it does. It's delicious anyway you leave it. But this is just how I like to serve it. It just makes these easy sort of bite-sized pieces. So after I've cut it in 4, I'm going to then cut it in half horizontally. And I do that by leaning it upright on the cut side and then just cutting it halfway. I like to try to get it an even half so that you don't have really thin pieces of tempeh that could burn and thicker pieces that don't get the marinade in. So as even as possible is good. They end up being like 1/2 inch thick. So do each one. And then you lie them back down flat and leave them stacked, and then cut on the diagonal to create 4 triangles for each stack, which will give you 16 triangles of tempeh. Now, if you prefer squares, go ahead. If you want to do smaller triangles, you can. These sizes just are great for me, and I find them really easy to just place in your baking dish. So what we're going to do is just place them flat in the baking dish, and you don't want it to be so snug that they start overlapping, and you might need to get creative down the side. Just, you know, take them out of their square shapes and just make sure they're spread out slightly. So the tempeh is cut, and I've just about finished placing it in the baking dish. I'm going to tidy up my station, wash up, and wait for the oven to heat to 350, and I'll meet you back here and we'll pour the marinade over and bake it, because things move quickly once it's in the oven. There's no more work for you to do. Thanks again to our sponsor, Light Life. Whether it's pan-fried, oven-baked, crumbled or steamed, Lightlife's tempeh's naturally savory and nutty flavor shines through whatever recipe I throw at it. It's a high-in-protein, versatile, good-for-your-gut addition to any meal, made with only three simple ingredients: organic soybeans, water, and organic brown rice. Check it out for yourself. You can find Lightlife's original tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section near produce, where plant-based proteins are sold, or at lightlife.com. Hey, this is Play Me a Recipe. As a reminder, I'm Amy Chaplin, cookbook author and Food 52 resident based in New York. I'm making a maple mustard tempeh with black rice for you today, and we're coming back from the step where we cut the tempeh and placed it in the baking dish and whisked the marinade. Now we're going to bake it, but first I'm just going to re-whisk the marinade so that it's all combined, and then just pour it over the tempeh. Just want to get every last bit of the marinade. Now I'm just going to shake the dish slightly just to make sure it's covered and push any bits of tempeh that aren't submerged in the marinade. Now, as a side note, you can also pre-steam tempeh, which kind of opens it up and allows the marinade to deeply infuse into it. If you don't have time for that, like today, I'm just going to pour it over and bake it, and it's still going to be absolutely delicious. If you have an extra 10 minutes, then you can go ahead and steam it and then place it in while it's still warm, pour the marinade over and bake it. So now the oven is preheated to 350, and I'm going to place the tempeh inside. I'll set a timer for 30 minutes and I'm going to baste the tempeh, just sort of shaking the pan gently just to recover it with the marinade to make sure no pieces have gotten dry. So I have black rice cooking on the side that I'm going to serve with this tempeh, but you could serve it with quinoa, brown rice, buckwheat, bulgur, couscous, whatever you like. Any grain goes well with this tempeh, I think. I'm also going to be whisking up a simple tahini drizzle just to have with the grain. The tempeh doesn't necessarily need it. It's just got lemon juice, olive oil, salt, a little bit of garlic, and a touch of honey. It's absolutely delicious and can keep for the whole week, so you can use it on other things too. But you could also use store-bought tahini sauce or your favorite pre-made dressing like Green Goddess, even a little bit of hummus. There's a lot of different directions you can go, and it's absolutely not necessary. I'm also going to be tossing up this very simple grated carrot salad. It's one of my favorite things to do in a pinch. It uses a lot of chopped parsley, chives or scallions, a few toasted sunflower seeds, olive oil, a little raw apple cider vinegar and salt, and I just toss it all together, and it sits really well too. It actually tastes fine the next day as well. But you could also just use a handful of arugula, some shaved radishes, chopped parsley, baby lettuces. Whatever you've got on hand, you could use to dress up this bowl. It's not necessary to make a separate salad, but the recipe you can find on the website, and you can make it all or just make the tempeh with any grain of your choice. Okay, I'll see you back here when the tempeh is ready. Okay, so it's been about 25, 30 minutes since I put the tempeh in. We're just gonna have a peek at it. And what you'll see is a gorgeous bubbling marinade. And the smell is absolutely delicious. You know, the sweet and the mustard and a bit of garlic, it smells absolutely gorgeous. Now I'm just gonna get a towel and hold the pan and just give it a shake, just to make sure the tempeh is getting covered by the marinade. And you'll see that it's, yeah, surrounding it and covering it, so it's got a gorgeous golden top. Now I'm going to be serving this one with black rice, but you could use brown, you could use quinoa, you could use couscous, bulgur or buckwheat or whatever grain you like to serve it with. I'm also just tossing up this simple grated carrot salad with toasted sunflower seeds, a bit of vinegar and olive oil, and seasoning it with salt. It's got some parsley and chives as well. And then I'm gonna be whisking up a very simple tahini sauce. This is just tahini, water, a little bit of crushed garlic, olive oil, touch of honey or maple syrup, and salt. You can just, that's just nice to have over the grain, I think. But you could just store it in your fridge and use it for other things as well. But If you don't have time for either of these things, you could use a pre-made tahini sauce, green goddess dressing, or whatever other dressing you like to purchase and use on your meals. You could also just serve it with a handful of arugula, some baby spinach, chopped parsley, shaved radishes. You can really, really make this simple. You don't have to make these other dishes. Just dress up the bowl with whatever you have on hand. Okay, so I'll see you back here when the tempeh is ready and we're gonna taste everything together. Okay, so it's been about an hour, just over 55 minutes since I put the tempeh in the oven, and it's ready. You can hear it sizzling in the pan. And what I'm looking for here is the marinade is no longer in the pan. It's all absorbed into the tempeh and the tempeh is sizzling. So you'll see this little bit of thick marinade on the bottom of the pan. That is delicious and you should absolutely save it and serve it with the tempeh. And the tempeh is deeply golden brown. And if you want it a little browner, you could leave it in for a couple of minutes more. Just watch that it doesn't burn. It's got an absolutely delicious, tangy, rich smell and it's gonna taste absolutely delicious. So what I'm gonna do is serve it with black rice. I'm putting some in the bowl. I like using a wide bowl for this just so I can really see everything and combine everything, but definitely in a bowl. I find bowls, everything tastes a little bit better in a bowl, don't you think? Then I'm gonna take, I like serving like 3 or 4 pieces per person. I'm gonna put it on the side. And some of that thick marinade from the bottom of the pan too. And then I'm just gonna retoss the simple carrot salad just so that all the flavors are combined. Put that in the bowl too. And then just a little drizzle of that tahini sauce. If it's too thick from sitting, you can just thin it out with a little bit of water and drizzle that over the rice, and a bit on the carrot salad is good too. Okay, so now the moment of truth. I'm gonna taste this. Looks and smells absolutely beautiful. That's so good. The tempeh is almost silky. It's so succulent and moist and tender and flavorful. You just have to try it for yourself to really understand just how good this tempeh is. And I really, really recommend Light Life's tempeh because it's organic, high quality, and easily accessible anywhere. It's got really, really clean ingredients. There's only 3 of them. So you don't even have to worry about any odd additives or anything. It takes to this marinade beautifully. So I hope you'll make it and let me know how you like it. Thanks so much. Hey, so that's that. Thanks so much for joining me today on Play Me a Recipe. How did your maple mustard tempeh with black rice turn out? Let us know by leaving a rating and a review. In the meantime, you can find me on social at Amy Chaplin. And for more about Light Life tempeh, head over to lightlife.com. See you next time. Hey, before we go, just one more thing. While you just heard me make maple mustard tempeh with black rice, I just wanted to share one last idea before I leave you. Instead of the maple syrup and mustard in the marinade, try swapping out peanut butter, honey, and kicking up the soy. Instead of baking the tempeh, try marinating it and tossing it on the grill so the grill can char some of that delicious peanutty sauce. Play around and see what you come up with. Light Life tempeh's naturally savory and nutty flavor pairs perfectly with whatever you throw at it and is just as happy in a steamer as it is on a grill, in a pan, or crumbled into a sauce. It adds a hearty, healthy prebiotic boost to anything and everything it touches. Thanks again to our sponsor, Light Life. Whether it's pan-fried, oven-baked, crumbled, or steamed, Light Life's tempeh's naturally savory and nutty flavor shines through whatever recipe I throw at it. It's a high in protein, versatile, good for your gut addition to any meal, made with only 3 simple ingredients, organic soybeans, water, and organic brown rice. Check it out for yourself. You can find Light Life's original tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section near produce where plant-based proteins are sold, or at lightlife.com.